normal show. So remember that we had to brush a little bit before we got here. And these acts are old, traditional acts that have been handed down from one generation to another. And it's just like when you tell the kids at the bedtime story time, the three bears or the three pigs, they want you to do it again, tell it again, tell it again. And after all, we're all a bunch of grown-up kids. And when the shows would come into town, the audience could almost recite what was about to happen next in these little acts that we put on. But they loved them. And in one place, we had stayed about 3 weeks, and the people begged us to stay longer. And we pleaded with them. They said, we have run out of material. There's no earthly way we can stay any longer. They said, please stay. Just start at the beginning and do it all over again. So we couldn't do that. We moved only a few miles, and then the people followed us to that town. So I think you're going to enjoy what we're going to do because it's so different from anything that you've been having here. And it is traditional. It is quite old. And it is a lot of fun. Now, there's one thing I would like to do, too, before Bob comes out. And that is tell you that my father used to be a blackface comedian. And when I say blackface, we were not trying to insult the black race. It was nothing like that. Because when we had to stop doing that, we stopped out of consideration of people who felt offended by this sort of thing. And when we had to stop, we felt like we had lost a dear friend because Jake was one of the most wonderful characters of any branch of show business. He usually got the best end of everybody, but sometimes he was the butt of the jokes, and I think this is where the rub came in, where people didn't like it. But one of the songs that my dad used to sing, I'm going to try to sing for you. My voice is cracked in my old age, but I did sing pretty good at one time. So if you'll bear with me, I'll sing this one for you. Listen, fellows, listen, fellows, listen to me. Here's a bit of good advice. Stay away from the beautiful girls, even though they look so nice. 'Cause every cutie is a beauty just at a glance. But take it from me, man to man. Camouflage is their middle name, and they will get you if they can. Oh, but they can't fool me. They can't fool me, 'cause I've got the goods on them now. A little powder and a layer of paint makes them look like just what they ain't. That's how I wrecked my life. I took a wife. I thought she had beauty galore. She took off her wooden leg, getting ready for bed. Yanked out her teeth and the wig from her head. I slept on the chair. There was more of her there, but they can't fool me anymore. Thank you. Here's another one of his songs. I know you've heard the old limericks, and I don't know if I can remember very many of them. G. Willikers, it's been a long time since I sang these. Well, let me sing the audience song first, and then maybe I'll get in tune for the other one. There sits a fellow way out there. Ain't gonna tell you just exactly where. His pants is rolled up so his socks can be seen. I'll bet you $5 that his feet ain't clean. That's what the old black crow told me. Bum bum in a hickory tree. Dee 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 dee. Dee 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 dee. Oh, there sits a couple right out there. I ain't gonna tell you just exactly where. I bet you $5 that the girl don't know. The boy borrowed the money to pay his way to the show. That's what the old black crow told me. Bum bum in the hickory tree. Dee 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 dee. Dee 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 dee. Oh, there sits a fellow way back there. On his upper lip, he's got a bunch of hair. He thinks it's a mustache, but no doubt he probably swallowed a mule and left the tail hanging out. That's what the old black crow told me. On a hickory tree. Unfortunately, I have forgotten at least 5 or 6 verses to that one. It was a very very much enjoyed song back in the old days. And then the Limerick song, there was an old lady up in Woonsocket, put her false teeth in her hip pocket, took her pipe down off of the shelf, sat down on the teeth and bit herself. Oh. Away out yonder in Wogglebug land, there lived a man called the Wogglebug Man. He was as wise as could be. If you listen, I'll tell you what he told to me. Oh, Wogglebug, Wogglebug, roll away. I'll be a Wogglebug night or day. And if you see a Wogglebug by night or day, make a noise like a Wogglebug and roll away. Deedle-dee-dee. Deedle-dee-dee. I went out fishing and I caught a little smelt. I put him on the fire and the fire he felt. Of all the smelts you ever did smelt, you never smelt a smelt like that smelt. I wish I could remember some more of them. Now, I see Bob's ready. Let's get ready and start the fun. I had to make a ham of myself and stand out here and do that. First one is the egg. This time, after the ventriloquist act, the doc would have come out, and he would have sold tonic, and the tonic would have cost $1, and he'd have made a lecture. If he was a very good regular doc on a medicine show, he would have taken no more than 10 minutes of your time to explain why you should buy that medicine, and then people would be running through the audience with a bottle of tonic or a box of herbs, and they'd be shouting, "Anybody want a box of herbs?" And when one was sold, they would holler, "Sold out, doc," and they'd come running back. How many of you folks have seen a medicine show? If you're not, a real old-time medicine show back in the old days. Not very many. Okay, now this is going to be the photograph gallery. And after the photograph gallery, they would have sold liniment. Is that mic live over there? Okay, that's good. This town, and I played the horses, and I lost. So I found this old camera in the Goodwill store, and I've decided that because I don't have any money to get home on, the first person that comes here is going to have his picture made, because, see, I can sketch, and I'm going to tell them that I took a photograph, and I'm going to get enough bus fare to get back home, at least. I've got to, because it's pretty tough to be stuck in a big town where nobody knows you and you don't have any place to go. So I'm going to, out here on the place, I'm going to take pictures of whoever comes along and wants their picture made. Oh, here comes somebody now.
Lady, I don't put it in the cellar back yet. I want my money now.
Put what in the cellar?
What you say, the sign out there, I put them in the cellar.
You put something in the cellar?
Yeah.
What does the sign say? It
says, "We take taters." I put them in the cellar, too.
Jake, that says photos. P-H-O-T-O-S. Photos.
No, they wasn't photos. They were good taters.
That sign says photos taken. It doesn't say anything about potatoes. However, how much are your potatoes?
$2. I want one.
You want $2 for the potatoes. Well, all right, let me tell you what we'll do. I take pictures.
You're taking my taters there. You got to give
me
some money.
No, wait a minute. You don't understand. I will take your picture for the potatoes. See, the way it works is this. I am running a photograph shop here. That sign was actually about photographs. In other words, that's a picture. I can make a picture of you that will look just exactly like you.
You mean make a picture that look like me?
Right. I can make a picture that will look just like you. Now, wait a minute. Let me tell you what the score is. The first dozen costs $15. The second dozen costs $10. And the third dozen I'll give you free.
Yeah, I'll take the third dozen first.
Oh, no, Jake. We can't do that. But I'll tell you, I will make one nice picture of you for the potatoes in the cellar, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you why.
You can look just like
me. It'll look exactly like you.
Yeah.
That's right. You can give it to your girl. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Jake, take a seat then. Take the chair.
Yeah, I get that much.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going with that chair?
Did you say take a chair?
I meant take the chair and sit down.
Oh, well, why didn't you say that in the first place then?
What are you doing now?
Huh?
What are you doing?
I picked to take a chair and sit down.
Well, no, I meant sit on the chair.
Oh, you mean sit in the chair.
Right, sit on the chair. All right.
You want to pick your long gown.
Now, Jake, I want you to smile, look pretty for the camera, and I'm going to take your picture.
You got a camera now, too?
No, no, no. This is not a Canon, it's a camera. You get by the mic. We're not used to working with microphones, you can see that. We usually project. There, now, it's not a Canon, it's a camera.
Yeah, and you don't need me getting hurt around here.
No, now you sit still, and I'm going to...
Miguel.
I have to get a focus on you.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't.
What?
No, you ain't.
What? I said I'm going to get a focus on you. I have to get the camera set up so that you're... Sit down. Sit down. Just have a seat.
What did you say?
I said I'm going to focus the camera on you.
You ain't going to pay me for potatoes?
No, we're going to make a picture.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to give you the picture. When you get through, you can give the picture to your girl, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Jake, look pretty. Now, that's great. That's beautiful. What in the world are you doing?
Ain't you waving at me?
Of course not. Jake, when I do that, it means go down. When I do this, it means go up, and so forth and so on.
Just don't do that, so I have to loop the loop.
Of course not. Sit down, Jake. Okay, now that's good.
Well, I will be doggone.
What
if
now?
That ain't something, look at that. Look what? Right there.
Now what?
If that ain't a pin with a point right toward me.
My ma said that's good luck. When I get 100, I can get married. I just need 2 more pins.
You need 2 more pins?
That's all I need is 2 more pins.
All right,
and
well...
That's good luck when you find a pin with a point toward
it. I've heard that all my life. If a pin is pointing toward you and you find it and you pick it up, it's supposed to bring you good luck. I've heard that all my life, yes. I've heard that, that's right.
That's good luck.
Well, I will be doggone.
Now what?
If that ain't something, look at that. If there ain't another pin right there with a point right toward me. All I need is 1 more pin, that's all, and I'm going to get married.
Well, Jake, Come on, Jake, let's take the picture. Let's take the picture.
Take my picture?
Yeah, let's take the picture, of course. You'll find the other pin. I'm sure you'll find the other pin.
Well, I need 1 more pin anyhow to get married there. I just need 1 more pin.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I'm sure you'll find it. It won't be long either. Yeah, you'll find it. Yeah.
Are you sure that picture's going to look like me?
The picture will look exactly like you. If it doesn't, you can take your potatoes back, all right?
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. If I don't get that out. Oh, whoa!
What's the matter, Jake?
There's the other pin with the point right toward me.
Yeah, that's very strange. Let me tell you something. I've looked at pins for a lot of years, and I've thought this. You know, that's a nice little pin. And they make them, by the tens of millions, and they make them in little packages, and you can buy the whole package, sheet that big, and you'll buy a package of pins, and you'll use them. And, you know, to me, it's a very strange thing. I think it's very strange where all those pins go to.
I don't know where they all went, but I can tell you where that one went.
Oh, Jake, have a seat now. Let's take the picture. Jake, listen, I don't think we're ever going to make any progress this way. How about sitting down there and I'll adjust the camera to you instead of you adjusting the camera to me?
That's all I get a picture. That's all I care about.
Now, I'll tell you something. While you're sitting there, sit down. Now, while you're sitting there, hey, you see that fly walking on that box right there?
Is that a fly?
You see that fly?
Yeah, I see the fly.
All right, now keep your eye on the fly and I'll get a picture of you. What's the matter? Why can't it be done? Oh, come on, Jake. Have a seat. Come on. Now, I'll tell you what.
You see the knot hole on the piano here?
Is that a knot hole?
That's
that's a knot hole, and I want you to keep your eye on the knot hole.
Just keep my eye right on the knot hole.
Keep your eye on the knot hole.
Yeah, I can do that easy. Now, knot hole.
What are you doing?
I'm keeping my eye on the knot hole.
Jake, please sit down and let's get this picture.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to take my picture.
All right, now. Now, you sit still, and I'll adjust the camera myself.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, now, let's take your picture.
Girl in the house.
There, oh. I took your picture.
I believe I'm shot.
Now, it's going to...
I believe
okay.
I'm shot.
Nothing of the sort.
I feel a crack.
Nothing of the sort.
I'm shot.
No. I just took your
picture.
Well,
I'm half shot.
No, I took your picture, Jake. And I think it
is... Hey,
shot. It's beautiful. It looks exactly like you.
Oh.
It looks exactly like you.
Oh, that thing don't look like me. Uh-oh, no. Sarah, that
this
thing
is
don't look like me.
Yeah,
no.
That's the kind of comedy that we had back 30 years ago. There's a couple more things coming up that I think you'll enjoy more. This is old-fashioned comedy. No, we got more. I was down at a party last night, and they had a magician there that was very good. And he said that this was a magic wand. And I talked him into selling me the magic wand because the tricks that he did were just fabulous. And he claimed that this magic wand would do all of the things that he did. And one of the things that he did is very interesting. He broke an egg into a hat, and he passed the wand over the egg, and the egg went back in the shell. So I've got to try this on the first person that comes along. I wonder if there's somebody...
Is this the place?
Yeah, this is the place.
Yeah,
come on. Jake, do you like magic tricks?
Yeah, I like magic
tricks. You like magic tricks?
I like magic.
All right, I'll tell you something. I was at a party last night, and I bought this magic wand so that I can do
it.
That's a magic wand. And the man told me that if I use the magic wand and the magic words, I could do some wonderful tricks. Take your hats off, fellas, and I'll show you a fantastic trick.
Yeah, I like tricks. I like tricks.
All right, just hold them right there now.
That's a magic.
Now, this is going to be something of a surprise, because to take an egg and break it and then pass a wand over it and just say a few words and the egg goes back in the hat, this is wonderful. This really is wonderful.
Don't
wear
that man's hat.
Now, there you are. There's the shell and everything.
That magic trick?
Hold your hat up here, Jake. You can't see the trick until you hold the hat up here.
That's my good hat here.
Well, that's all right. There's the egg and there's the shell. All right, now the trick is for me to pass the wand over and say the magic words, and then the eggs are going to go back into the shell. Now you watch this. This is fantastic.
You mean the egg go back in the shell?
That's right. Put the hats together. Is that... Okay, now the...
Egg ain't going back in the shell yet.
No, wait just a minute. I have to say the words.
You said the magic word.
Right, the magic word. Yeah, the magic word. Abracadabra, thus bus bilious, the buzzy babaloo. Is the egg back in the shell yet?
No babaloo here yet.
Well, maybe I didn't do that just right. Maybe I moved the wand too slow or something. Abracadabra, thus bus bilious, the buzzy babaloo.
Babaloo ain't doing nothing yet.
No, not yet.
I'll tell you one thing. He laid that egg wasn't no gentleman.
Now, wait a minute, Jake.
That's
one more
bad
time.
Egg.
I'm sure I'm going to get it this time. Abracadabra, thus bus bilious, the buzzy babaloo.
No babaloo yet.
Oh, I just don't know what that... I have no idea what could be wrong. I must have forgotten the magic word...
Here we is. Now, look here. Eggs all messed up in their hat. I tell you a magic word, me and you got to go out in the alley and clean their hats out.
Now, The photograph gallery and the hat bit are called bits, B-I-T. They're little short things that we split in between. And this, now we've had the tonic sale, we've had the liniment sale, and then after the next thing, we will have the soap sale. Now this is comedy that goes back many, many years, and it isn't like the modern comedy. The modern comedy is a whole lot more deep, or whatever you call it.
Okay, now, I was at a party, the same party I was at last night. They pulled a dirty trick on me. I had a pretty hat. And when I went to that party, that was in the late afternoon, I had this beautiful hat, and they pulled a dirty trick on me. They took my hat, and they destroyed it for me. It was supposed to be funny. They told me a story, and they destroyed it. But they said the way for me to enjoy the trick was to do the same thing to somebody else. So the first person that comes along, I'm going to pull it on Jake. There he is. There's Jake. I knew I'd find him. Jake?
What have you done now?
I wanted to ask you, do you like funny stories?
Yeah, I like funny stories. Yeah, I like funny stories.
All right, I'm going to tell you a funny story about Little Willie Green.
What about Little Willie Green?
Well, I'll tell you all about him, but it's going to be so awfully funny, Jake, that you wouldn't want to hurt this nice hat.
You done messed it up.
No, this hat, this is a nice hat, and I know you wouldn't want to hurt it. So I'm going to put it over here on the floor where it won't fall off your head. That way it'll be in a safe place. Because you're going to laugh so much that you're actually going to, your hat will fall off. So we're going to put it right over here. I'll put it right over here.
You're going to take care of my hat, ain't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's all right.
I'm going to tell you the story about Little Willie Green.
Ain't no more bad blue here.
No. And once, do you know Little Willie Green?
Yeah, I know him. Where is he at?
Well, Little Willie Green lives over the hill, and he went up in Farmer Jones's apple orchard, and he climbed up a tree, and he was taking the apples.
Funny story, sir?
Yes, but you wait until... wait until I tell you the story. All right, so he climbed up the tree, and he was stealing apples, hand over foot.
He's stealing apples out of the man's orchard?
Right, he was just destroying them. That's not funny. It's not time to laugh yet. No, of course not. But Farmer Jones saw him, and so he came along, and he says, Little Willie Green, you better come down out of that tree. Willie was just throwing the apples.
Getting all the man's apples.
Messing them up, yes, doing some terrible things. And so he said, you better come.
Ain't supposed to laugh yet, huh?
No, of course not. And so he got his gun, and he said, Little Willie Green, if you don't come out of that tree, I'm going to shoot.
You mean he will shoot Little Willie Green?
He said he was going to shoot him. And so he got his gun.
Get out of that apple tree.
Yeah, he hollered, Willie Green, you better come out of that tree. So finally, after so long a time, Little Willie Green came down out of the tree. He fell out of the tree, and he came down, right out of the tree. Time to laugh now, Jake.
Is it time?
Yes, time to laugh now. He came down out of the tree.
Time to laugh. Yeah, you jumping up and down on my hat.
Yes. Oh, yes. There's your hat. Jake, don't get mad.
Don't get mad.
The way you enjoy that trick.
Ain't nothing funny about that, because that's my good hat there.
Oh, yeah, but you tell that to somebody else. You pull that on somebody
else. Somebody coming in here.
Yeah, I know, Okay, let's pull it on. Dean, yeah.
Dean. Yeah, get it on Dean.
Yeah, when Dean comes up, we'll pull it on him.
Right? Oh, I'll miss his head.
Oh, there he is. Dean,
I want to tell you a funny story.
What's that?
Let me get it.
Jake, not now. You have to tell him the story.
I got to tell you a story first. I'm
going to
tell you a story. And then I'm
going to
stomp your hat.
No, Jake. Don't tell him that. Don't tell him you're going to stomp his hat. Of course
I'm going
to
stomp it.
No, don't do that, Jake. You have to tell him the story first.
Yeah, Willie Green, he climbed up the tree and he fell out.
Wait a minute. You tell him about his hat.
Oh, yeah.
You're
going to
laugh so much.
Yeah, you're going to laugh so much. Yeah, put that hat right there.
It's going to fall off.
You're going to laugh.
Now, wait a minute. We're going to put it in a safe place, all right?
You're going to know it, and I'm going to step all over the place.
Don't tell him that. Tell him the story.
Yeah, but I am
going to tell him. Don't tell him that.
Okay.
Tell him about Little Willie Green up in the apple tree.
Little Willie Green. He climbed up the apple tree, and the Palmer Brown said, you better come down out of that apple tree.
Jake, come here.
He got up.
be careful and don't do anything that you're not supposed to do. You know, you're stomping around there telling him what you were going to do.
Yeah, but I'm going to step on his
hat. Yeah, I know you are, but don't tell him that. You know, you've been telling him that. That's bad.
Oh.
Okay, but now tell him the rest of the story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to tell you the rest of the story for you. You know, he climbed up the tree and the man, you're going to laugh so much.
I can't hear you, Mr. He
pulled out his horse pistol and he shot Little Willie Green and he fell out the apple tree and he just come down the apples and everything down. That's not my hat.
No, that's your hat. That's his hat.
Up there somewhere.
One more, and that's it. Now, folks, the next thing that would have been done on a medicine show would have been what we call a candy sale. We would have brought out a whole bunch of blankets and pillows and dolls and pots and pans, and then when the candy was all sold, the prizes on the stage would all be gone through coupons in the package. Now, this is the 3 o'clock train, and was one of the favorite of the after pieces. We had what we called singles and bits and after pieces. Now you're really seeing something that dates all the way back to 1500s. Because I had Brooks McNamara, who is an author of the Medicine Show book that is almost the Medicine Show Bible, tell me that some of these things have been handed down since the 1500s. So this is real ancient.
What time did that 3 o'clock train run?
Why, Jake, the 3 o'clock train runs at 60 minutes past 2.
I thought it went past the depot.
Jake, I don't know what's the matter with this guy. He come in here. Now, folks, we got fouled up a little bit here because of the microphones moving around.
What time did that catch the 3 o'clock train?
Well, we were going to let him come in first and then that does. Okay, just put it on and come in.
Got a little bit.
Okay, now, this is the 3 o'clock train, and Jake wants to know what time the 3 o'clock train leaves.
What time did the 3 o'clock train run?
It runs on time, Jake.
It don't run on the track no more?
Oh, yes, but I'll tell you something. This house, if you'll sit down and stay here with me, I will tell you something that you won't believe. I'll tell you the story about this house.
Oh, you're going to tell me something about the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear about the house. This is because
all right. Now, Jake, once upon a time, an old miser lived in this house.
Yeah, I know what that is, a miser. Yeah, we got 3 of them at home.
What? No, you don't know what a miser is, do you?
Everybody knows what a miser is.
Well, what is a miser?
Mouse is a man that eats mice,
rats,
cats, chicken.
A miser is a man who accumulates a lot of money and he never spends a cent.
I'm going to be a miser.
How can you be a miser?
I never have a cent to spend.
Oh, that's not... Anyway, this old miser lived in this house. And he had a lot of gold. And he sat in this chair one night and he had his gold all piled up on the floor. Uh-oh. What are you doing? What are you doing, Jake?
I might have lost nickel around here,
Jake,
somewhere.
Jake, that was 100 years ago.
100 years ago?
Right, 100 years ago.
I guess the interest doesn't eat up by now. Anyway.
No, that's... So this old miser sat here and he counted his money from this side over to that side.
Gold, huh?
And then he counted back again. And would you believe one night, a midnight assassin climbed through that window over there.
You mean a midnight bologna sausage crept through that window?
No, a midnight assassin, a killer, a man who kills people. He crawled through that window over there with a long dirk knife.
A dirty knife, huh?
No, not a dirty knife, a dirk, D-I-R-K. He crawled in that window and he cut the old man's throat.
Oh, he didn't bleed out?
No, of course not. Anyway, his head fell off and it rolled under the chair where you're sitting.
Uh-oh, let me sit over there. That's enough of that.
Okay.
Let me sit right over there.
Now, Jake, they say that every night at the hour of one, that figure comes back. That old ghost comes back to haunt this house.
You mean the ghost come back in here?
Right. So the only thing we can do is to sing a song to keep the ghost away, all right?
Yeah, I know a good song.
All right, what do you know?
Maggie and Jig's Baby Carriage.
Maggie and Jig's Baby Carriage.
A good song.
I don't know how that goes.
That don't go, you have to push it.
Oh, Jake. No, I'll tell you what let's sing. Let's sing the old Jawbone.
Yeah, that's a good song. How does that go?
It goes like this. Every night at the hour of one.
Ghost up here. I'm singing here now, and you come over here hitting me upside the head.
Jake, what are you talking about?
I'm singing here to keep them things out of here, and you come up and hit me upside the head. That's what I'm talking about. I'm getting mad.
Touched you. I don't know what's the matter with you.
I'm looking right at you when you hit me.
All right, let's sing.
Let's sing.
Every night at the hour of one.
Ghost up here, and he's striking down.
What do you mean you're slapping me like that? Huh?
What's the matter?
Why did you slap me like that?
I ain't slapped you, no.
You certainly did. You hit me upside the head.
No such thing.
I'm
sitting over here singing to keep the ghosts out, and you reach over and hit me upside the head. That's what you done.
If you do that again, I'm going to run you out. I was nice enough to offer to let you stay here tonight. Now, you better behave yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to watch.
You better sing.
Every night at the hour of one, the figure appears and he strikes you. I was looking at you that time.
I know that you hit me that time.
I was looking right at you.
I'm going to put up with that. That's all
I was looking. You reached right over there, hit me right up by the head right there, and I was looking right at you. That's all there is to it. I was looking at you.
Oh, Jake.
I was looking right at you when you hit me.
Jake, wait a minute. That sounds like... Are you sure something hit you?
Yeah, I was looking right at you.